good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and this is the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these accelerated times on the plane. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. So our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And before we go to the phone calls, I want to talk about a couple things. We have December coming up. I can't believe that this year is finally wrapping up, or it seems like it's 2:09 has just begun, and now we're beginning 2:10. And so it's just amazing. And usually the years have a theme, and I talk about it in my newsletters, and I write a beginning year what to think about, and there are predictions for the year 2010. In 2009, I was writing about that, and this is the year for endings, a lot of endings of cycles, the endings of the number 9 numerologically is the number of endings of cycles to allow new ones to begin. And a lot of times we tend to hold on to, when we're closing off a cycle, we tend to hold on to relationships, so we tend to hold on to jobs that we know that we're not happy with anymore because we're afraid of letting go and allowing that new beginnings. And that's part of life that we really have to get used to, the ebb and flow of life. When we tend to hold on to stuff, we are literally squeezing out new opportunities. I always talk about having the posture of the master, the energetic posture of the master. And what it looks like symbolically is when a person is standing up straight, and think of your spine as like if you were to have a string up on the top of your head and you kept your spine up straight, and think of your spinal cord as your tube that connects you to source and connects you to earth. And so your spine is up, your shoulders are back, your arms are wide open, meaning that you're open energetically to infinite possibilities. Your legs are 2 feet apart, and that means symbolically that you're grounded into the earth, because we have to be grounded to be able to manifest. If we're not grounded, then we have what I call energetic abortions or creative abortions, that we abort our ideas or abort our creations that we're trying to manifest. So it's really important for us to be grounded, not to be too top-heavy. That's when we have all these creative ideas and hopes and dreams, but they don't go down that birthing canal. And so if we're not grounded, then a lot of times we have them and they create, actually you could even have weight around people's hips or weight in their thighs as a lot of stuck energy that's not able to go down that tube. So you want to think of, again, like a string or a tube going right down from the top of your head, right down in between your legs. And again, the shoulders open and your arms wide open is symbolically saying to the universe that you're open to the infinite possibilities. When we think that things have to have come a certain way, we want a relationship to be a certain way, or a job has to come in a certain way, think of that your arms start closing off, and then all of a sudden your hands are 2 inches apart to 12 inches apart. That means you're closing off the infinite possibilities that a job and or a relationship could come in. So at times we want to, especially when we're trying to co-create and work with the universal energies, we want to keep ourselves wide open. And I also talk about our head going back, as if, think of your drinking water if it's raining, and your head going in that back position is opening the position of allowing. Think of it as getting out of your mind chatter. That mind and the ego always wants to tell us you shouldn't, you could, you can't, and it just gives us a lot of chatter. It's like the static on a radio channel. And so the more we're able to put our head back, symbolically that means that you're getting out of your head and you're allowing that energy, that flow, that love wash to go beyond your head and into your heart, and then we become more heart-spaced, and we don't get into the mind chatter, because the mind chatter has all the ego stories, and the ego stories is going to tell you why you can't do something, or you shouldn't do something, or fear. It'll keep you in that constant state of fear that you have to hold on. And so that's the energetic posture of the master, having your arms wide open to the infinite possibilities, having yourself firmly grounded into the earth energy, and again, your neck back, your head back, and that allows you to stay in that flow, because what we have in front of us when I'm reading an energy field and energy patterns is the front fibers, where we've pulled our hopes and dreams and desires. And so think of everything that we desire is in our what I call the heart signature. So truly, when we hear this old saying that all the answers are within, we truly are encoded. All our answers are within. All our desires as far as jobs, relationships, what we did want to do in this lifetime is all encoded down to our DNA. So the more our job is to have that posture of being grounded, staying open, and having that loud communication, that open communication with the universe. And then we could think of it that the universe is like a short order cook and takes our orders in very seriously, very literally. So if we want a filet mignon, we're not going to ask for a hamburger. We want to be very, very direct in what we want to order, but also be open. It's like a paradox. Be open with the infinite possibilities on the way, in the way that the things could come in. So we want to be have our arms open and not think that it has to come in one certain way. It has to look a certain way. Position. I know a lot of people, they have the ideal man or female out there in their head and in their heart, and then they meet a person and they don't have that color hair, or they come from a different part of town, or they don't have the right status that they think they should have. But a lot of times that's just superficial things, and we don't get into the heart signature. So it's really important, especially this month is the ending of this year of endings. It's important for us to look at ourselves energetically and see where we want to close off stuff. Are we in relationships that are dragging us down? Are we in jobs that are dead-ended? Are we holding on and hoarding stuff because of fear and not letting new stuff come in? Because next year is all about us learning how to live the life of the master. Be as every ascended master before us has said, you could do this too and more. Think of the master that when we're told we are creator-like, that means the ability to create love, bliss, happiness. And of course, that ends up being abundance, and that means jobs, relationships, career opportunities. And so that's when we live in flow and in easy communication with the universe. And so that ability is within all of us. It is part of our divine birthright, and all of it is about being able to get into that communication. And each and every single one of us have that ability. It's just a matter of turning that dial, turning down the static, turning down the mind patterns, and really look at where we limit ourselves, where we sabotage ourselves. And all we have to do is examine our life, not in a beating up way, but just really look at, take a seat back. It's like you're watching a movie, and that the movie is your life. And so watch as the observer and just watch yourself where you can get stuck, where those patterns are running through, those generational patterns that you can still be holding on to, and then take the steps to get out of them. As soon as you have an awareness with it, think of it that you're literally putting a light into that energy pattern, and as soon as you put your light, your attention, and intention into it, you start to change that pattern. It cannot not change, because you're literally putting your light, your attention, and intention into it. And so this is the time, this month, as we get into the busy holiday season, that we want to get really real with ourselves, really get real with what's important, really end off as far as close off those things that are holding us down, dragging us down, and that literally means junk in our closet. A lot of times those things could be blocking a relationship out. What you're saying to the universe is that I am so stuffed with clothes, and so I don't have room for anybody else, and so I don't, and you literally are blocking a person out. I know many people that have simply cleaned their closets out, and then they met the person. And so, because what they're saying in the literal term is that I have room for another person to come in here. So again, look to see in your life where you have the excess. It's a great time to give without an agenda, to be able to give without an attachment. There's many people right now that need literal things as far as clothes, furniture, all of that kind of stuff. So see where you have excess, to give out from your heart, get grounded down to the earth, get out into nature more. It makes you get really connected, and again, it has you keep your arms wide open to the infinite possibilities that are out there, and you feel that support from the universe that will allow you to stay in that posture more. That posture of the master is a practice, and it is a posture, and a practice, and a posture. And so that means there's a process with this, a posture with this, and a practice. And so the more you get the P's down, then the more you can talk. I can't talk tonight. So this is a whole thing again. Being the master is the whole process of, it's like peeling the onion down so you peel the onion and you get to another layer. And they continue to peel the onion. And a lot of times people get frustrated because they feel like they've been trying and trying on a certain issue or doing all the right things. And they wonder what the heck's happening because they've worked on themselves so much. And this is where we want to understand that. Life here is, think of it as Earth school, in that you are going to have challenges as part of the ebb and flow of life. And so the more you get to work with the challenges, you know that when they come up, you know how to work with them. Instead of freezing, instead of going to the defense mechanisms, you have the tools to be able to, again, hold that posture of the master, has your arms wide open to the infinite possibilities to come up with solutions. It makes things a lot easier as far as when we have those challenges in life. And again, this is a perfect time for us to look to see where we are closing ourselves off and where we need to end certain things to allow new beginnings, and that's totally trusting the ebb and flow of life, trusting the flow of life, the flow of universal energy that is abundant, is all around us, it goes through with us, it's what connects us together. So the more we keep our tubes open, think of clean tubes, open tubes, create easier communication. The easier communication, the more that flows over to every single direction of our life. So that's the tip of the day. We're going to go to our first break, and then we're going to open up our phone lines. And you're listening to the Carrie Conner Show. We'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we are going to go to those phone lines, Benny.
Sure, it sounds like a plan. Let's bring on Kathleen. She's calling in from Shoreline, Washington. She wants to know what's on the horizon for her around career. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Kathleen?
Well, I'm very well, considering everything, and I'm employed as a teacher, sort of, and I've been in process of wanting to change careers or change the position that I'm, I don't know. I'm wondering if you see anything on the horizon for me in the way of careers.
Okay. All right, first of all, Kathleen, has your father crossed over?
He has.
Okay, because he comes in real strong with you. He also brings in the other father, and he's, and that could be like father-in-law, father, godfather, and he's showing me Paul Bunyan, so you want to recognize the name Paul, and he's putting his hand on your right shoulder, and he's wearing even a lumberjack shirt, and he has an axe with him, and then he brings in George Washington. So think of, and so I'd literally recognize the name George. Paul doesn't have to be a dead person. It could even be somebody that comes into your life that's helpful. But the biggest thing when he shows me Paul Bunyan is like he's showing me these rippling muscles. And so think of him bringing in a strong male energy. And so that's to help activating your male side of your energy field. And think of the axe as like cutting rid of the dead weight, dead trees is what he's showing to me. And so that block the path. And he also is talking about like pushing away people that feel like they've been in the past, but in your path to get to the next step. But you know what's interesting is that when I'm seeing the people, all of a sudden they turn like into logs that are easily placed out of your place. And then he shows me like a log cabin. So what does all that mean? Think of the log cabin represents whenever you see houses or boats or any kind of vehicle like a car, that represents your foundation, your foundational energy. Think of the chopping part as the last 5 years in particular, Kathleen, the last 5 months, and you're going to see a lot of fives because that's what he's showing you. It's his signature number, last 5 years, last 5 months, over the next 5 days, 5 months, 5 months, 5 months into the next 5 years. There was a building period, gestational period, and that wood is really significant because he's showing me solid wood. And so think of it's like changing your house, changing your foundation, and that the wood that you're picking is seasoned. So he's talking about there's a season, there's a reason, and there's a season, and there's a gestational period. And so think of the last 5 years in particular. It's all about, again, having a strong foundation for you to make this change, and that's really important. If we have a shaky foundation, then we feel really shaky, and then we we could sabotage ourselves or feel or hold ourselves back. And so think of that. He's here to help you, especially during this, making this bridge, and he's literally shown me a bridge that goes into your next career. And I also see you becoming a different kind of teacher, where it's more expanded. And I'm seeing you in front of an audience with a microphone, so it's like a much more of a broader place, a broader kind of teacher, speaker, that kind of deal. And so you have the teacher archetype type, and so you are a natural teacher, but it's taken to a different arena. And I'm also seeing you at like a home, and so it's like being able to even do like teleclasses or tele kind of things. And so, and then I'm hearing the words just do it, and then I'm seeing lightning going down like with the Zeus energy. So think of that. He's really bringing in some strong male energy with you. And that means that it's, again, he's talking about timing for you to do it is right now, and especially over the next 5 weeks and 5 days, because he's like getting all those major blocks behind you. And then I'm seeing you playing with those logs, and they look like little kids' logs. So those blocks that have seemed to be big blocks for me before, and especially over the last 5 years, then become building blocks, because I'm literally seeing amino acids in your body. So whenever they flip their words around to something that goes right directly down to your body, think of that, Kathleen, as it's like changing your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body. And all of those things are, we can have a big block in our emotional body that blocks us from doing stuff, or in our mental body. Our mental body could be all caught in the gerbil ride thing, and that stops us from flow. So think of that. He's talking about having all of those cleared out for you to be in that, making the next step. Now is the time to do it, is what he's talking about, and especially over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, because you're setting up the foundation of the next 5 years. And he's also showing me, like saying, piece of cake, easy speezy, and especially pay attention to connections that you're making over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks. They're important connections, because I see a whole bunch of hands shaking. And he also, when I hear just do it, those kind of things. It's like a sense of that the universe is hearing you. You guys, angels are hearing you, and now it's like taking that next step. And especially when I see a lot of big guys coming in, it's helping the little girl, Kathleen, that could be scared and shaky, like I'm not ready to step in these shoes. But I'm also seeing the shoes set out like Dorothy with the little red rut on. I mean, with her red shoes from Wizard of Oz, and that's one of my major symbols of that. Not only are you, again, ready, you've been preparing this consciously and unconsciously for the last 5 years, and that then I see your feet going right into those shoes, just like as Cinderella, like it's a perfect fit. So they're emphasizing the timing is now. What do you think is your biggest building block? Because he's shown me this person. It looks like a person, but then he goes over and he pushes this piece of, like it's a dead weight tree that's over. That when you first look at it, Kathleen, it looks like it's sturdy, but as soon as you go over and you put your hand on it, it just timbers over. So what do you think is stopping you?
Most likely old belief patterns about my ability to create finances for myself.
Yep, for sure. Absolutely.
I've always been connected with large organizations like school districts, and I am wanting to do my own learning center, and it's it's very unconventional and unique, and it will entail a lot of lecturing and speaking.
Yep.
I have tears in my eyes, Carrie, about what you're saying. It resonates so deeply.
Very good, because you know what, Kathleen, when they go back down to talking about amino acids and building blocks and stuff like that, that's just one, some of my important symbols going down to your physical body. So your dad's saying you've been having this idea, this dream, this passion that's down to your physical body. And again, anything that can seem like a block, it's just the illusion that it's a block. It could look big, and it could look like a big oak tree. And then when you go up there, it's nothing. It's hollow. There's nothing inside. He's also shown me a lot of ants. And whenever I see ant medicine, think of ants are huge in the indigenous tribes. They're all about being able to have organizational skills. But what he's emphasizing is this time more than ever, especially we're revamping education as we know it. There's a lot of new things that are coming out as far as how we're learning in all different kind of ways. And so your ideas are cutting edge is what he's saying. That's where he's bringing the accent. And he's just talking about, again, the last 5 years you've been building this physically, mentally, emotionally. So it becomes part of your cellular signature. It's part of your heart signature. And so this is where now is the time for you to feel free. And that you're, think of the axe, but it cuts away any of those old belief systems because they're part of what you've been working on clearing, and you've been doing a really good job, especially the last 5 years, the last 5 weeks. And whenever I hear getting down to the last nitty gritty, you're really getting rid of the last, when I see a big comb, it's like getting the snarls out of those things that have blocked. And then this is where, again, the male energy is like giving you an extra horn, and this is extra help, and this is where it's like synchronistically meeting people that are open up the doors for you, and then it brings you to that next step and the next step and the next step. And again, when you have the foundational energy and that the shoes are just right and the red shoes go right back down to your root chakra, and that root chakra, again, it's all about the timing is perfect now, Kathleen, and that any kind of the concerns, just put yourself in the observer part as far as when a concern comes up or you hear the mind chatter, just even visualize yourself turning back down the volume to it and then bridge your mind over to start thinking about your dream and your desire, because I literally am reading your energy fields. They are speaking on a microphone with a bunch of people teaching your desires, and I see you on the phone doing like what would seem like a teleclass, or it looks like the webcam thing, so it could be web teaching or that kind of deal. And again, there's I see boards or people all around a boardroom, and so this is all in front of your front fibers where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, and that's exactly what I'm reading. So you've fed those seeds, you put those seeds out, you put those desires out, you water them, and this is where, again, they're solid into their coming desk, like I was talking before about the birthing canal. They're down, you're into your into the ground, and now over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, into the next 5 months, and especially from now to May, think of this as the gestational period, is the birthing period, and what you're setting up for is the, again, extreme expanding success over the next 5 years. And I want to be clear, it's not going to take 5 years for you to get to this place. You're in this period now. I see you showing me you kicking off a football, and I'm seeing a field goal. So all of these are, again, symbols of in and confirmation that now is the time. Be open to the flow, just like I was talking about, with arms wide open to the infinite possibilities of how things can come in. And yes, you deserve it. And part of the theme with money comes down to patterns of self-worth that goes way deep on his side. And that's where he's bringing in the help of the symbolic Paul Bunyan, that is being able to, she just shows me Paul Bunyan is going to the top of a tree and getting the apples off. And so that shows me as far as having money come in from any time. You have the knowledge, and that the money is just like a piece of cake kind of thing. And so that's breaking generational patterns on both sides of the family. So you got the support, you got the knowledge, and also you have the symbolic shoes, which are all ready to go, because especially when I see the shoes clicking, that means it's time to go now. So again, be open to those experiences. And he also is, when I hear just do it, it's like I'm seeing opportunities coming over the next 5 days, 5 weeks of you just speaking to somebody and somebody even overhearing you and saying, what are you talking about? And then another person says, my brother-in-law, Paul, and especially pay attention to the names Paul and or George, because there's some sort of connection. I feel like the dead person was definitely somebody that's connected in and around that could help you. I'm also hearing him saying, show me George Michael, and so, or Michael George, George Michael, and so that could be a connection of somebody coming in too. So they're all in your corner, Kathleen, and again, go for it. And you recognize that it has to do with old patterns, and so as soon as you recognize an old pattern, then you're able to turn it around, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carrie.
Many blessings.
Yeah, same to you, hon.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're here with you to the top of the hour. And, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
I would love to do that. Let's go now to Susan. She's calling in from Issaquah. She's looking for a new relationship. Is there a boyfriend out there for her? So let's help her out. Susan.
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Susan?
Doing good, thanks.
We're good.
I'm listening to your show.
What's that?
I said I enjoyed listening to your morning your little talk.
Oh, good.
This morning.
Good. So what's going on, Susan? The boyfriend department?
That's right. Is there one there or what's going on?
You know what? The first thing I'm looking at when I go to the head, first of all, is your father crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. Because he comes in, and he's all, it's interesting. He came in, and he looked like he's bearing gifts, and he opened up a silver platter. And then I saw this chicken running around, almost like a chicken with its head cut off, and it doesn't have feathers on it. I'm like, what are you talking about, Thanksgiving? And part of him, he's taking the feathers off of the symbolic chicken and putting them like feathers in your cap. So there's a part where he wants to recognize your accomplishment in other places of your life, and that don't be too hard on yourself as far as relationships, because we all have a corner of our life where we might have to tune in on, or it's part of where we come with our themes is what it is. And then when your energy body did this, I saw a scale on top of your head. So imagine right over your seventh chakra, a scale. And then I looked at it as far as it's like I just asked your energy body, Susan. So it goes right out of the head. It goes right out of where our mind chatter could be. And I said, open for relationship, Susan. And so, because I hear the calls before Benny gets, before they come online. And what was interesting, I saw 80% of your body is on the right side of yourself is open, and 20% is still processing and working through past stuff. So what does that mean? Does that mean that a relationship can't come in? Absolutely not. You should first congratulate yourself and go back to the father with the feathers in the cap as far as having yourself clear out your front fibers. So that's where we put our hopes and dreams and desires, and also we put our worst nightmares into those front fibers. And so you've done a lot of work on clearing and defining as far as what you want in a relationship. And so, and especially from now over the next 2 months into the month of two, which is February, of really fine-tuning your heart. So I see this outline of this guy coming into what I call the two position. But also, has it been 2 years since you've been in a relationship or a serious one?
Yes, it has. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. And I'm seeing you testing the waters or tapping into the waters. So part of this whole thing going into the left side of the energy, Susan, has more to do with, like, the past and, again, having to do with the bottom line is there clearing out any kind of thing is my worst nightmare, that I'm not going to have somebody that is of my vibration, that I have to lower my vibration to be around somebody, and that we don't want to do that to anybody. So you're clearing out any kind of fears of that. And yes, there are guys that are out there that have on the same page, and they are free, and they're not married, and all of that kind of stuff. And so it's part of it is like having, you're clearing out cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with past relationships that go down to way back when even you were young, and I'm going back to when you were 2 to 4 years old, as far as messages that you have about relationships and also being able to receive relationships. And I also see you very stretched out, where think of the past in any kind of relationship, not just with guys, of where you've had to feel like you've had to stretch or bend, and it's all about what I call about having flexibility and within a relationship, and also when we bend too much and when we don't bend at all. And so there's a part of learning again flexibility. It's like the ebb and flow. So think of over the next 2 days into the next 2 weeks, it's like where I see this scale, it's like whenever your head season is going in, because there's a holiday season coming up, and a lot of times when people aren't in a relationship, we start noticing it during the holiday season. And so think of this as a perfect opportunity for you to be the partner that you want, that you see outside of yourself. And so think of writing down, and take the time to write down, because your dad's given you a piece of paper, and I see an empty sheet of paper. So it's like the adjectives of what you want in a relationship. So if you want security, if you want a sense of humor, if you want somebody that feels is balanced, write it out as far as what you truly desire in the feeling department, and then be those things to yourself. If you want somebody that makes you feel secure and is secure, then be secure and within yourself. If you want somebody that's funny and light, then be funny and light yourself. And what that does, it literally fine-tunes, and think it gets out any kind of static that's in the energy field that has to do with how about if somebody doesn't come in or are worse nightmares, and it literally clears through and it breaks through, it brings in the person. And that's when I see over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, in February in particular, is a feeling relationship already comes in before February, but there's a sense of, like, you can rest on your laurels, is that what Dad's saying? And then he goes back to this, like, headdress as far as with the feathers. So it's like already acting like you're in the relationship, already having that posture of that, you know, that the divine partner is making their way to us. And part of the gig is to not energetically bending forward and getting to the who's, what's, where's, why's. And part of our job is knowing that we put the order in, and how we put the order in is in literally our heart signature. And all of us are pulsing out our heart signature with every thought, word, and deed. And part of the trick is that a lot of times we put in static, or we have 51% of energy that goes into fear that the person's not coming in, or our past experiences or past relationships. And so part, as we define our signals that we put out, and again, think of your arms wide open is a total different posture than having that, like our arms, like 6 inches apart, and then that means it's just like a short tube to get the relationship in. It's like when our arms are wide open, that means infinite possibilities, open to infinite ways of having the partner come in, and us enjoying the process of creation and germination of the partner coming in, and also totally trusting and allowing and knowing that the universe has the person for us. And this is not airy fairy universe. This is absolutely trusting and knowing that our higher self is working in unison with the higher self of the other individual, in that the person is making their way to us. And it's totally different when we hold it in our mental body than when we hold it in our physical body. When we hold it in our physical body, it is like our, think of, it's like an image of our cup runs over. So you see a whole, literally a cup that goes down, into that is so filled up that it's like a waterfall of your essence that's going over your energy field. And in that essence, that overflow is your signature that goes out to the universal grids and electromagnetically brings the person in matching it. And part of that is a practice, and part of that we have to clear out past experiences. And so that's where they're congratulating that you're 80% there as far as clearing out past experiences of worst nightmares that I'm not going to meet anybody. And especially where I just keep on seeing your father show me where you feel thin, stretched out, and really feel like I'm almost ready to snap on this. And this is where you're turning the, having a turning point. And yes, the partner's making their way in, especially as you open up and be those who take the time to write down the adjectives of what you want in a relationship, because that's going to be the thing that, like, kind of breaks the, I hear the doorbell ringing. So that means that it brings a person down into the physical. All right. It's all those things are tips and tools that people have, and how to create something in the laws of attraction. And when people get down to the part of writing things out, a lot of times we don't do that, and we think, oh, I have it in my head, or I know what I want. And but when we physically write things out and concentrate on the feeling part, we're literally creating, we're getting rid of the static in our energy field, and we're fine-tuning our desires, and we're actually making pathways within our energy field to bring that individual in. So absolutely, partners making their way in. You believe it. The headdress is that you already have that feather in your hat, and it's not like like a feather in the hat of accomplishing and bringing, like I caught somebody like a chicken, but it's much more of a deservability, going back into looking at themes of self-worth in the family, and really looking at it as the observer. Do I feel worthy of a relationship, and has that, what is my message that I received on both sides of my family of worthiness? Because that's more of the theme of relationship than as soon as you start looking at that, it's like fine-tuning any kind of residual energies of not worthy and worst fear of nobody coming in, okay? So, yes, okay. The partner's making his way in.
Yes, okay, because there was somebody that I did meet, and I didn't know stuff.
So. Excuse me?
There was somebody that I met, and I wasn't sure if that's the partner that it's supposed to be.
Right. Well, you know what, Susan, what I'm seeing as far as the 80-20, there's a part that when I see the scale of 80% yes and 20 not, when we meet the partner that is really, like, opens up our heart, it's like there's not any kind of, we don't get little red flags or little yellow flags, you know what I mean? And yeah. Also being able to enjoy the process as far as the germination, as far as, like, being able to do the dance, be flexible and stretch and really enjoy the process, instead of a lot of times when we meet somebody, we are, like, we go full steam ahead and say, is this a partner, is this a partner? And meanwhile, we're missing the dance of the relationship, again, having the birthing process, the germination process. And this is where we're all collectively learning to be able to enjoy the dance as it takes the process, and also trusting and knowing that you're in a win-win situation. Either you have a sacred friend or you have a sacred partner. And when we get into having the divine complement relationships, there's no versus you complete me. You complete me as patterns we're getting out of. It's like two halves make a whole. We are being invited to get out of those kind of relationships and going into you complement me. You complement my relationships. It's a different signature. It's like a sense of fullness, a sense of knowingness that it's a different kind of relationship. That's what you're looking for. That's what you have been looking for. And yes, they absolutely are out there. And you also know, it's not a hoping. You know when you're entering into those relationships because the vibration is there. You could feel it. It's like it shakes. Those relationships happen very quickly, and things happen very quickly as far as it moves along very quick. But it's not a desperation thing. It is a real flow thing, and it feels really even, and it feels like it's like a yin-yang thing going back and forth, and it just feels really balanced, and it's like a sense of peace and expansion, not feeling stretched out.
Right.
Trying to like fit a circle into a square, you know what I mean? And being able to enjoy the process and enjoy the life and staying present, and that's the whole part of the lesson, because Dad keeps on saying feather in the cap, and so there's a part of knowing that you're worthy of relationships, and that's going to change the whole tune of you in relationships, okay?
Great.
Alrighty.
Well, great, Carrie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we're going to another break. You're listening to Carrie Conner Show, and we'll be back taking more of your calls.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio, powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Conner every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Conner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Conner Show. And I'm Carrie O'Conner, and we'll be here to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. And I think we have about time for one more caller left. We have Vicky standing by. She's calling in from Seattle. She's been going through some health issues lately. We'll have her describe them in more detail. She wants to know, will it change or maybe some better practices around that? So, Vicky, welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you very much. Hi, Vicky. What's going on? Well, I've pretty much set this time aside to really focus on my health. And with that focus, I've been able to have some realizations about some conditions that are going on. I realized that I had Hashimoto's, and now I think I've got diabetes. So I've been focusing on my diet to change some eating habits. And any information you have around this point in my life and this focus, I'd like to know.
Okay, all right. Well, it's perfect that you are going inwards, Vicky, because that's exactly what we're being guided to do, especially think of it as since the year 2000, it was like a whisper to everyone's soul, go inwards, and accept the divine feminine, and regardless if we're male or female. Since 205, that voice is getting louder and louder and louder. And so it's great that you're going inwards and you're also working on opening up that left side. That left side is our feminine energy, the ability to take in life force, universal energy, prana, chi. And a lot of times we are taught to feed ourselves off of other people's energy or toxic energy versus universal energy. And so it's great that you're doing that. And what I'm looking at energetically, I see a turtleneck around your around your throat chakra, which has to do with the thyroid and hypothyroidism. And it also has a tube that goes right to the center of your second chakra. And a lot of times when we have thyroid issues and diabetes, and actually when the first thing when you said diabetes, as you get the thyroid in order, I'm seeing the diabetes is going to go right hand in hand with it. That the like it's like borderline sugar, and as soon as you get the thyroid in order, it's going to really correct the diabetes or really make it minimal or have it be where it's like very much easily adjustable. And part of it's again part of the thyroid. And when I'm looking at the turtleneck thing, the symbolic turtleneck, actually it's interesting because I see a grandmother coming in giving you turtle medicine. So think of turtle represents the earth. It represents, again, the divine feminine energy. And in a lot of indigenous tribes, when they the turtle medicine is, it indicates the earth and Mother Earth. And so think of this as a time for you to connect with earth, nurture yourself, nurture the earth, come back into balance. And that's what thyroid is all about, as far as balance and being able to be in balance. And so nurturing yourself, especially that left side of your energy. And when I go down to the second chakra, that sex, finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships. So this is an opportunity for you to rebirth yourself where you're much more in balance with the left side going back to the turtleneck on the throat. I look at it, it looks like a really dark green, almost black energy, and I feel it's very tight. And so it looks like, and actually when I get into it, I feel like I almost can't breathe. So making sure that you literally take your finger and draw infinity eights, sideways eights over your thyroid, going all the way down your body and going then off of it. You're connecting the right side and left side of the body, open up communication, and that would be very important for you right now during this time. It increases the communication. Then you could even go 2 inches off. You're going through the energy field, and then it go all the way out until your hand could reach out and intend even further to go 3 feet all around you. Again, infinity eights is connecting the meridians that are through your physical body and your emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. And this is where when I hear the Helen Reddy song, I want to recognize a Helen Allen in and around you that has crossed over. Maternal grandmother's bringing her hand, and she's when I hear the song, I am woman, hear me strong, hear me roar. That was a song, I think, in the 70s or 80s. I don't know. But this is all about you, and the spotlight is on you as far as you, Vicky, as far as looking at your life feng shui and clearing out, really getting rid of anything physically, mentally, emotionally that's bringing you down into the place of feeling drained, into what I call the 3D separation part. And when they're really encouraging, like, the feng shui of clearing out anything, as far as it's a time to clear out, to literally clean your rooms up, clean your house up, your belongings up, get rid of any of the excessive stuff, of excessive baggage, because that's where I go to the turtleneck. I see it has these tubes that go behind your back, too, and I see it's like carries this sled of just a lot of like past baggage that is looking to get rid of, and you're in, especially the last 5 years, going to the last 5 months. May, this is a major turning point. This past May of 2009, it's kind of like when your body said, hey, I had enough, mayday, mayday, let's get attention to you, and that this is a perfect time, Vicki, from now to May, to turn everything around as far as feeling like you're much more in the energetic driving seat. And then I see the turtleneck with the defense mechanism that you came in with to be able to protect yourself, and now you're, think of symbolically taking off, rebuilding it, because it looks like a bridge getting built, and that bridge, symbolic bridge, is very important because that's communication, again, between the right side and left side of the body, and you're energetically opening up the left side to be able to receive, again, more of life force prana. So think of yourself like as in a dressing room. And when we're in a dressing room, we try on other stuff. So try on different things as far as things that resonate with you. Try on things that you love. Also, your vitamin D3 is nowhere next to where it should be. And just remember the number 70 to 110 milliunits, and that's where they're showing us that the especially when you have thyroid issues, that your vitamin D3 should be a minimum of 70 milliunits and up to, again, 110. That is really important when we're trying to regulate our thyroid. So making sure you check in on that. And also, I go over to the C's too. So getting to a vitamin C and increasing that, and then seeing the wolfberry. So any kind of nutritionist, homeopathy person or homeopathic nutritional herbs, that would be very good for you right now, because, again, it's your turn. It's your it's time for you. And, again, the receiving side as far as taking in softness for yourself. And I'm seeing a part where it looks like you're in prison. So think of any time you've had to put yourself on the shelf for everybody else, and that this is where the prison doors open, and especially as far as speaking up, where you've had to repress yourself as far as speaking, not being able to feel like you could speak up and or hold back because of whatever the scenario. It's all about you being able to express yourself, going down to the second chakra, creativity, giving birth to yourself. And this is the Vicki that is taking and changing generational patterns. It's like you're taking the pearls of wisdom from the family members, leaving out the pain part, which allows you to energetic, have your own autonomy and not have the subconscious feed feed those patterns that we come in here. So it's like you're breaking away. And again, it's all about rebirthing yourself. And so this is a huge period for you right now. And when I'm looking at the last 5 years, this year in particular, you're starting to think of it's another five-year period. And there's a lot of change, but change is good. It's all about, again, adding more of you into the equation. So over the next 5 days, the next 5 weeks, next 5 months, and into the next, going into, again, the month of May, I'm seeing you symbolically in a crown, with a crown on your head in a chair. That's my symbol of entitlement, saying that I am entitled to have joy, happiness, peace, love, harmony, abundance of all sorts in my life, and that I am getting myself there. I am walking to that chair, and I'm not getting sidetracked, where before I'm seeing people pulling on you or situations that pull on you, and now you're saying, you know what, now it's about me. I'm getting up to that chair, and then I'll deal with those situations. So that's a total different way of directing our energy, and that's a place of, again, entitlement. A lot of people get sidetracked their whole life with scenarios and situations, and they never get to that chair. So think of that's an important step of your development, and even breaking generational patterns, to realize that you are entitled to that chair is all about peace, joy, happiness, bliss, and being able to have, again, abundance. The cup runs over instead of the cup runs dry. So that's when I see the lineage clapping, that's a wonderful sign, because it's breaking generational patterns that are going to go down to future generations. And I see us, especially from now over the next 5 weeks, of you really having things get in order. I call it down to the nitty-gritties, and you could really feel the huge results of when you start with a thyroid, it takes a lot of tuning up at first. And so with the other support of the vitamin D3 and all the and the fish oils and the omegas and the C's, that's going to really help the thyroid get in order very quickly. And that's, and the vitamin D3 also goes down to the our bones, endocrine stuff, and circulatory stuff. It's a really huge thing. And also as far as the diabetes, I keep on seeing that pushing the diabetes away. So that could be where as soon as you get the thyroid in order, that it's you could regulate it through diet, and it really is something that you don't have to have hanging over your head, which is a good thing. And so this is where it's all, you're taking in the feminine energy, and it's all about you, and that's a wonderful period to be in. Pay attention to seeing a lot of fives. That's your family members, the guides and angels saying to you, keep on going for it. And this is where, again, over the next 5 weeks, you're going to feel Like, it's like a bird out of the cage. You'll feel literally what it feels like to energetically not have a turtleneck around your throat, and that's part of that was a defense mechanism, but you're having the under reconstruction where you could, when I'm hearing the Helen Reddy song, I am woman, hear me roar, there's a part where wherever you want to roar, when you want to speak up, when you want to sing out, make sure you're able to do it, and if you can't, let's say you can't roar in a board meeting, you certainly can make sure you're heard, because this is what this whole journey is about.